This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, health. Dr. Jack Starkwell is with me. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through the latest information from Jack's perspective. Very important things supporting your health and well-being. More than one-third of U.S. pediatricians have dismissed families for the refusal of taking vaccines. What do you think of that? Now, does that mean that people who are following Jack is a Nooka chiropractor? He has an office and a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, and his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, has been deemed very helpful by hundreds, thousands of folks who take advantage of the various services he offers, both in the clinic and online at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So one of the things that people ask you, because folks know, I think, don't they, when they come to your clinic, what your stance is on vaccines?
Well, all the time.
Okay.
All the time. And I tell them that I'm, for me and my family, we do not imbibe. But I said, as far as their families are concerned, the best advice I can give is to practice from an informed consent. Don't just surrender to any person that comes along and says, this stuff is safe and effective. You see the constant battery of material showing up on TV. If you've taken this drug, if you've taken this drug, you have these symptoms, call this number. You might qualify for reimbursement. You know, it's the same thing with any chemical injected into the body. Read the filler, the little white piece of paper that comes with the package, and read it, and then make up an informed decision on your part at that point. And anybody who comes out and says this new drug is safe and effective is not telling you the truth. You've got to read the information and study it for yourself and then come to a conclusion. If you want to do it, fine, fine. But do it from a position of informed consent.
Informed consent. All right, so then what would you say to a doctor who told his patients, if you don't have vaccines, if you don't get vaccinated? I mean, there are so many vaccines. That's one of the problems. I think there are some that most of us can agree upon are necessary. You know, polio vaccine, that kind of stuff. If you say that the polio was gone before the vaccine came out, but I still think maybe it was because that's the way I was brought up, Jack. Did you get a polio shot when you were a kid?
Yes, I did. Yes, because that's what my parents thought was the best thing for me at the time.
Right.
Yeah, but even the CDC's numbers and tracking all these diseases, the CDC themselves show in the early 50s, polio was 94% eradicated before Sabin and Salk vaccines ever showed up.
Mm-hmm.
But, we can go way out in the weeds on that.
But that's then and now is now.
Right. So. And what's important is just making sure you don't just surrender your body or your children's body to some professional just because they say, trust me, I'm a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should trust your own intuition and your own study and your own research and then make up a decision.
Right, but a lot of people are too lazy to do that. They'd rather sit around and watch TV than to research what's good for their body.
Yes.
And you see the results. You know, I was interested in the latest COVID information includes countries where it's really taken a hold and countries where it hasn't. For example, in Taiwan, it's a small little place, but only 7 people have died of the virus. And if you look at people who are Asian, one thing that is pretty consistent is they are pretty slim. They are not, you don't see very often a fat Chinese person or a fat Asian. You just don't see them. And I think that's one of the reasons that COVID, although it wiped out millions of people in China, and they haven't told us the truth about that, but in terms of the numbers here where people say, well, why are so many Americans dying? It's because you're out of shape. It's because you're fat. It's because you don't eat good food. You don't take care of yourself. That's why.
Yeah, don't confuse tests, positive tests, with fatality rate.
Right.
There's
that's
a big
very
difference
important.
Between the two.
Yeah.
And
there's
the more testing
this whole
you
mania,
do,
we've shut this country down. I'm getting into a moderately political stance here. We've shut this country down based on fear and the number of, where you keep looking, if you look at the New York Times every day, you want to jump into a hole and cover yourself up.
Yeah.
The stats on who's got it. Yeah, but how many people are dying? And how many people die because it's complicated in its connection to the regular flu or other things, the statistics. And I don't even understand, frankly, why it was in the best interests of the news media to shut this country down. Or certain political influences, not good for business, certainly not good for the newspaper business.
No, and it is at this point. It's
the media
political
business.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And fear is what sells. Fear is what sells people's attention. And, you know, if they come out and told the truth, look up the weekly CDC reports on the fatality and mortality rates, morbidity and mortality and morbidity. It's been dropping ever since the second week in April. Mm-hmm. And any time you increase the size of that fishing net, you're going to pull in more fish.
Yeah.
So we have drive-by. I guess it's the same in other places, but definitely here in Utah, we have drive-by testing facilities.
Mm-hmm.
The more people you test, the more positive things you're going to come up with. But you still have to look at the morbidity and the mortality rates. They continue to drop. And as you said,
significantly
more,
now.
Yes, and as more information comes out, we're finding out these people are dying with COVID, not because of it.
Well,
those
one
are
of the
CDC
things,
numbers.
Right. One of the things that's also, I mean, like travel, people are afraid to get on a plane. For God's sakes, at the present time, flying is probably the safest. It's always been the safest way to travel in terms of deaths comparative to highway deaths or other traveling deaths. But in terms of what they've done, they have installed, you know, you said it's one micron that you've got the virus is small enough to go through a one micron hole. Well, apparently the things that they have now installed in the planes for the most part, especially the Boeing bigger planes where the research was done, they have it down to one micron.
So they're getting even safer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, meanwhile, there are people who are pointing fingers. You know, we have said here, I've said all along, I'm not worried about it at all because I have a strong immune system. Thanks to my own instincts, thanks to your advice, the sort of thing that I've done to take, there are a lot of different products that come from Standard Process, an outfit that you represent in your clinic. And so, with those things, and my own being cautious of how I'm eating and what I'm exposing myself to, I have a superb immune system, and so I'm not worried about getting this. And that's what I've been preaching on the air all through this whole episodic adventure of the alacrity of information from people. I find it, or the one-sidedness is unforgivable. It just is. We've allowed the Chinese to prepare and spread a disease, and then we've fallen prey. They understand our psyche better than we do. You know, everybody's going to get afraid and they'll shut things down. Meanwhile, even though we have millions of people dying, we don't care in China. We just keep pushing out the products that the greedy, stupid Americans buy because they want cheap. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
We want cheap. We want fast. We want a magic bullet. We don't want to have to be involved. We don't want to be responsible. We want somebody else to make our decisions for us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a price to pay for that.
It sure is. All right, we're talking to Dr. Jack Stockwell from ForbiddenDoctor.com, board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He's also a GAPS practitioner, so much of what we talk about has to do with the persuasion or the perusal of the information which he is persuaded to believe. By the way, the podcast that we have now, most recent Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, focuses on why vaccinations are always itchy. That's one of the things that we talk about. Plus, drinking coffee after breakfast, that kind of stuff, and breast cancer awareness stuff. I have a little more on that I want to talk about with you this week. So check it out. Podcast every week. Recent conversations are on the top. The most recent, then you go back through the years, all the yearly years and years of conversation we've had on this program. GoodDayHealthShow.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So one of the things that we talk about here with regularity, the stimulating benefits of things that come from standard process, tuna omega-3 oil. I have, as I've said, sort of given over my HIPAA requirements to Jack and Ken so they can talk about what's going on with me as an example of how hopefully what I find out can help you. And I take a lot of tuna omega. We were talking about there's three standard process oils. There's the tuna oil, there's the cod liver oil, and there's the primrose, evening primrose. What do each of those do? Are they different? Are they support?
Well, the cod liver is a great support source of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
All fish oil has all the different kinds of oils in it that are good for mankind. It's just that some parts of the fish have higher quantities of a particular oil, such as the liver. In a lot of deep ocean fish, cod is the most common. The liver is full of vitamin D and vitamin A. And its flesh has the omega-3 oils in it, but not so much vitamin D. Now, the oil that I recommend, you know, if you're only going to take one, you want to take the tuna omega-3 because it's good for the brain, it's good for the skin and hair, it's good for your emotions, and especially important for the developing eye and brain of a developing baby inside of mama. And that is in the flesh of the tuna. Even though the tuna's liver will have some vitamin D in it, the flesh of the tuna, and this is South Pacific tuna. This is tuna that is every batch is inspected for any kind of contaminants, mercury,
yeah, that
anything
was people
else.
Worry about whether it has mercury
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, no, it's every single batch is thoroughly tested by the laboratory to make sure it has the lowest possible limits of anything in there. Yeah, I mean, there's places in the country where you have more mercury in your drinking water than you have in some of these South Pacific fish. Because they're in a different current. They're in a different current than the Japanese current that goes up around Alaska and back down our west coast.
Yeah. All right. So we've got the tuna omega-3 fish oil, which you can check out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And the other oils, I'm on all three of them. I especially like evening primrose because you told me it would help in the carotids to maybe loosen up the stuff that's there one way or another. But they all have oils. You can't argue about the importance of oils. So take it from Jack and maybe from me. Dr. Doug without a license, Dr. Jack with one on Good Day Health.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Continuing with a look at the oils, and Standard Process is a pretty good example of how you can see the different oils. There's wheat germ oil, and there's currant. What is it
black
called?
Black currant.
I've seen both of those. What do they do that the fish oils don't, or how do they support?
Wheat germ oil, of course, is coming from the germ of the wheat berry, not from a fish. And it has a very high component in the wheat germ oil from Standard Process of a certain vitamin E aspect. A vitamin E covers a large chemical complex. It's not just the tocopherol oil. The tocopherol oil that we commonly think of vitamin E is just the antioxidant property of the whole food vitamin E. And what you get in wheat germ oil is a portion of that vitamin E that is very, very good for the heart, for the function of the heart, but also for uterine integrity, and because we've had many patients who will miscarry, and once they start wheat germ oil, all the miscarriages stop because of what it does to preserve the strength of the uterine wall. But also, the wheat germ oil is a substrate, a precursor of sex hormones. And it is amazing how I was talking to a 28-year-old man the other day, and he was talking to me about problems with ED and loss of sex desire at 28 years old. We did a 5-minute review of his dietary program. He wasn't overweight, but he was still terribly malnourished. I made a few suggestions, but on top of that was wheat germ oil, because that's where a lot of our precursors to our sex hormones come from.
Really?
And then there's the black currant seed oil, which is your body will convert that to something called arachidonic acid. And arachidonic acid has an awful lot to do with what are called prostaglandins, things that promote inflammation, things that calm down inflammation. It's a very important amino acid structure inside the body that is necessary for the liver to function correctly, for muscles to function, for the nervous system to function. And remember, the dry weight of our brain is more than half fat.
The average brain weighs 8 pounds, so half of it is fat. Yep.
Yes.
And the other half is water, kind of.
Well, the water is a large component as well, and then protein, of course. But the fat acts as insulators. It's the white matter, which is mostly fat, the white matter of the cord, the white matter of the brain, is the fat that insulates nerves to keep those nerves as a wire, you know, in a wiring system. Wherever we have wiring, electrical wiring, there's always that plastic or rubber coating of it to protect it from the contact with other wires. Your nervous system has the same thing. And
sure.
Fat plays a very big role in insulation of nerves as well as other factors.
You were talking about the various types. It's confusing sometimes to people. They see DHA and they see EPA and what's
yeah.
what and who's who. You were talking about women and what they need in pregnancy to keep the baby sound and whole. Did you see the story of the woman in Utah? As a matter of fact, I think that's where it was. She was 9 months pregnant, a week away from delivering, and she ran a
yes.
5-yard. Did you see that?
I heard.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard it. Hey, the women in Utah are Amazons. I mean, we grow them strong and healthy and robust out here.
Wrong. That's it. Strong, healthy, and robust. That's very cool. All right. So anyway, let's go off onto one other thing that has to do with supplementation, and that is how you keep your bones strong. It's what you eat. I know it plays into it, but we all sort of, because food is so bad these days, and that's not a condemnation of farming. The family farmers growing much healthier food than you're finding grown in these corporate farms. But if you don't eat the right food, you have a problem with your bones. And I want to talk about it because this is World Osteoporosis Week. And is as such, I think we need to talk about bones, and we will in the next half hour of the Good Day Health Show. Doctor,
there's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
10 days until Election Day. President Trump is in Florida, where he will cast his own ballot. He'll then host rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Pennsylvania. He'll hold a pair of drive-in events in Bucks County outside of Philadelphia, and in Luzerne County in the northeastern part of the state, rock legend Jon Bon Jovi is expected to be there. Also in the Keystone State, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled unanimously Friday that ballots cannot be rejected based on signature comparisons. The decision is a relief for Jody Gill. She tells KDKA-TV that her father suffered a stroke and that his handwriting is not as it once was.
His vote's going to matter and it's going to count and nobody's going to take it away from him.
1.5 million ballots have already been cast in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News. A North Carolina man was arrested for having a mobile armory of weapons in a van. He was allegedly making plans to carry out an act of terrorism, including an assassination attempt of former Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. The story was first reported by television station WBTV. 19-year-old Alexander Treisman was arrested in late May after employees at a bank in Kannapolis, outside of Charlotte, called police to investigate a white van left in the parking lot. Officers saw an AR-15 and more through the windows. Treisman faces child pornography charges. A federal magistrate judge filed an order to keep him in custody, citing the plans to act out an assassination attempt. It was a mixed day on Wall Street Friday. The Dow closed down 28 points. The Nasdaq was up 42 points. The S&P 500 was up nearly 12 points. You can find news on demand at any time at usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack in this hour of Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here. It has been brought to my attention that it is World Osteoporosis. Well, we have the business about Breast Cancer Month and Breast Cancer Week and Breast Cancer Day. And so the same is true with a focus on osteoporosis. So let's talk about what that is. A lot of people hear that word, especially if they're getting older, Jack, and they get all worried. Osteoporosis something to worry about? How do you get it? How do you get rid of it? How do you keep from getting it, more importantly?
Well, again, it's involving with environmental causes, primarily our diet. And remember, bone is a third water, it's a third protein, and it's a third mineral complex. And we always think of the mineral complex. We're always thinking of calcium and the phosphorus that come together to form bone matrix. But we never give a whole lot of thought to protein. Now, as you know, I cannot work on a new patient without some x-rays. I have to be able to take pictures to see what the problem is. So I take pictures. I started four new patients yesterday, and all four of them, I'm pointing out things in their x-rays that I think they need to know. And usually, perimenopausal to menopausal women are going to start having bone loss if they were born and raised in America with a standard American diet. Mm-hmm. When we start losing bone concentration, bone matrix, in the bone itself, it begins to be weak. It usually starts with something called osteopenia, which is just a softening of the bone. And then osteoporosis is where you start getting a Swiss cheese kind of appearance on bone, where it's just not solid all the way through anymore. There's
really?
Pockets of concentration, and there's pockets where the concentration gets really low. And so the x-ray goes right through it, and you start getting these dark patches that start showing up in a bone x-ray. And usually the problem is they're not getting enough calcium, and they're certainly not getting enough protein. That's why we have something called the bone pack. It addresses all of those issues. And almost always when I take, like I said, perimenopausal woman, you'll see it sometimes in men, but men are usually as a whole more active and stronger and more physically involved with the kind of work that they do. An exception that would be computer guys, computer programmers, because they're showing bone loss by the time they get in their 40s or 50s. But guys that are involved in physical labor, construction, farming, all these things, they still have bones like steel.
Yes. But here I am, bones of steel.
There you go.
Yes.
But then there's also the estrogen. You know, in a perimenopausal woman, estrogen has an awful lot to do with whether bones are get deposited correctly with the right amount of mineral complex or not. So that's why we find osteoporosis more frequent in a female than in a male. But we have a great protocol for that. It's called the Bone Pack. And it's at to underscore the nutritional requirements for good, strong bones at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
All right. So that's one way of taking care of or being aware of. I think I told you I had bone density test in California last time I was there. And it showed that I had like 0.3, something like that.
Yeah.
The reality is that if some of it's hereditary, though, and that's one of the other things we're going to talk much about. Your health is really directly related to what you have come from. And
well, it is.
You can mitigate it somehow, but there's no getting around it, no getting away from it, right?
Yeah, no. There's a couple of rather famous African-Americans I take care of. They're famous in Utah. And the lady is rather overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, she said, you know, I'm overweight, my sisters are overweight, my mother was overweight. And she said, you know, why is this going on? And I said, well, what is your genetic background? You know, kind of being facetious with a smile on my face. Obviously, your blood comes from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what is your native African diet? And she looked at me like that's the first time anybody had ever asked that question. Mm-hmm. I said, how long has your blood been in America? I said, you're probably the descendants of slaves. And she said, well, of course we are. And I said, well, that goes back, what, 200-300 years at the most? How long have your ancestors been in Africa before you came here to America? And the genetic structures that have been created after 1,000 years and 1,000 years and 1,000 years and 1,000 years, and they have pretty well eaten the same diet during that period of time. You come here for 4 or 5 generations, 6 generations, maybe 8, and you're eating the standard American diet that is so contrary to the genetic design of your body of thousands of years in Africa, obviously there's going to be metabolic problems. And her eyes opened up. She says, wow, I've never heard anything like that. And I said, well, that's why we're the Forbidden Doctor. I'm going to tell you the stuff nobody else is going to tell you. So I suggest, and I don't know if you've traced back your lineage to Africa or wherever else, but sub-Saharan Africa has a little different diet than Central Africa, that has a different diet than Southern Africa.
And where you live and what grows and what's natural.
And whether you're Northern European.
Area.
Yes, Northern European, Polynesian, Oriental, wherever you came from, where your blood comes from, there's a certain genetic determination. We have different blood types. We also have different dietary requirements. But here in this great homogenous mixture that we call the American population, that is just completely inundated and saturated with poor nutritionally supported foods, overly processed foods, glyphosate ridden foods. You know, we're all, regardless of where we came from, we're sitting duck for this massive obesity and subjection to COVID problems, as you were pointing out earlier.
It's really unpleasant to think it through. All right, Jack continues with his thoughts on mammography. I mentioned the fact that this is the pink month. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I want to talk to him more about that as to how it impacts you in a matter of moments as we move on here. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Don't forget our podcast every week at Forbidden. Well, there's two of them, actually. Jack has his podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which he and his wife Mary prepare. And then we take the best information that we have from Jack and put it in a podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. MyPillow announces the sale of the year when it comes to MyPillows. One-third is what you pay. How about this? These elegant MyPillows, standard size, queen size, Usually they're $69.97. With a promo code DJV, you buy them for $24.97. Really, this is a staple. This is what the company's been built on. Pillows. And at MyPillow.com, you get four different levels for perfect comfort, perfect fit. So let's not fool around here. Let's go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV on checkout so you can get these deals. More pillows, you need them. Maybe it's a good Christmas present. And it's not too early to be talking about that. I was going to think to myself, oh, I'm already talking about Christmas. But you know, I think we need Christmas music for sure to get our mind off what's been going on. Maybe you'll be thinking about buying things, and now's the time to stock up. Go to MyPillow.com. On checkout, use the promo code DJV for this deal, or you can call 800-716-5989. 716-5989 for the deals. Don't forget to get your Giza Dream bed sheets as well, available now. Two for the price of one, plus free shipping using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Moving back into the functional mode here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen. The Forbidden Doctor website has all kinds of things, including availability of the things that Mary and Jack have developed together, the long-life energy enzymes. You said something last week that got me to thinking, and actually I'm doing it now, taking three. I take three in the morning and three at night, because she said, now I've forgotten. I know I started, I sorted out in my mind what I wanted to do, and I started with the three. But I forget what you said it impacted. Maybe it was digestion, but there was something about it
found this is
compelling.
Where the forbidden knowledge comes in with the long-life energy enzymes. As if the enzymes are not being used to consume and digest food that might be in the stomach or the early parts of the small intestine, when you take this on an empty stomach, these enzymes get into the bloodstream. And one of the great miracles of nature, of Mother Nature, is that pancreatic enzymes know what belongs and what doesn't belong inside the bloodstream. You have pancreatic enzymes in your bloodstream flowing all the time through the blood. And one of the ways they diagnose pancreatic problems is early, before the pain or something else gets bad, is you'll either have elevated pancreatic enzymes or decrease pancreatic enzymes from what would be considered normal. What these enzymes are doing in our bloodstream all the time is cleaning out stuff that doesn't belong there. And I would say the big C word, but I don't treat that, so I can't really say that. However, it has long been known that pancreatic enzymes have a very strong effect in destroying and chewing up and getting rid of tumor structures, whether they're malignant or not, because they don't belong there. And there's other things that don't belong, plaque buildup, other kinds of things, that these enzymes, if they're not depleting their strength by digesting food, they're rotor-rootering out the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about mammography as it applies to women. A mammography is a technique that uses low-energy X-rays to detect calcification. Why does it hurt when this is done? And what is the, is it necessary? I mean, most of the doctors that you talk to in the big research institutes say, you got to have mammography.
Well,
I always thought MRIs would be much better than mammography.
Yeah, well, it's the standard of care.
Yeah.
And the standard of care is regulated by medical boards, and medical boards are under the influence of pharmaceutical grants. And so, it's kind of an industry-wide thing that, you know, it's not there. And here I go with this. Then there are studies, and we know what that means. But there are studies that show that regular annual mammograms can contribute to the presence of breast cancer. Am I saying not to do it? Well, in our house, we don't do it. There's other things that can be done. And
Times, what are the other things? Your wife had 14 different tumors in her breast.
They stopped counting them.
At 14.
Actually, I think it was 17. They stopped counting them at 17.
Okay.
And the doctor leaned forward, patted her on her knee, and said, hey, don't worry. Come back when it's full-blown breast cancer because we can do something about that. We can't do anything about these lumps that you got in there right now. Mm-hmm. And that ended up becoming podcast number one, melting breast lumps and what Mary did to protect her breast. Now, 20 years later, completely lump-free. There's nothing wrong with them at all. And but the thing I wanted to point out here is that regular mammography, regular exposure of any tissue to a regular X-ray exposure, can contribute to the mutation of cells and can contribute to breast cancer itself. And a lot of times, little tiny things that will show up in the mammography a few months later to a year later are no longer there anyway.
Hmm.
So it leads to a lot of unnecessary breast mutilation.
Yeah. Well, a lot of women get all psyched up about it, and they have their breasts removed, and maybe it does last them better for them in the long run, but it's hard to know. I just think we have the technology of MRIs. It seemed to me that would be the much better, although the insurance companies don't want to pay for it. As usual, the insurance companies are the culprits in a lot of this stuff, as far as I can see anyway. Jack Stockwell is here. Good Day Health is the program. Catch your podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, and Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
For continuing focus on medical information, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here from his, he's got a moment of leave from his clinic in Salt Lake City. He's left the clinic in order to talk to us. That's pretty special, Jack. Thank you.
Well, you're worth it.
For me. Oh, well,
your audience
thank you very
is
much.
Worth it.
Yes, that's very true. Okay, so we've got, usually when you're here, talk a lot about research. Ken Kronhaus does the same thing. Sometimes your research agrees, sometimes it disagrees. One of the things that Ken has said, and I think I've said this, you know, I give away my HIPAA rights when I talk about myself with you and with Ken, but I'm happy to do that because I think it gives people, you know, at least another thing to think about. Ken says that he firmly believes that the reason I don't have any plaque in my thoracic cavity, no plaque in my arteries, nothing. Nothing, zero, is because of my fish oil regimen. I daily take at least 4 different capsules, I have the tuna thing that comes from Standard Process. I have evening primrose oil that comes from Standard Process. Cod liver oil that comes from Standard Process. And am I leaving an oil out that comes? This isn't an ad for Standard Process, but it's just...
No.
The
there are
oils.
The oils there, but you've got your bases covered with that.
Right. So do you agree that that's the reason that I don't have any plaque? And if that's the reason, how come I got plaque in my carotids if I don't have any in the other important arteries?
Well, the plaque, of course, is the result of dietary choices, pure and simple. And the
well,
body
so then I, but I don't have any plaque. If I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity, my dietary choices are pretty good, Plus, I'm using, I eat a lot of fish. Well, I eat a lot. I eat some fish and I have the fish oil. So then, I've asked this question and I still don't either from you or Ken understand why.
It could be a genetic thing.
It could
be some earlier injury that may have occurred in a carotid and your body is still trying to take care of it.
Really?
Usually when it lays down plaque, it's trying to address a lesion underneath that needs some repair. It's like a Band-Aid.
Sometimes
it can get out of control in the sense that it continues to lay down and continues to lay down some material, mostly calcium and fat, trying to cordon off that area that needs healing from underneath.
So then how do you release that fat and that calcium?
Well, you're on the right track. You're on the right track with those oils.
Yeah.
Because oils will help. Interestingly enough, oils, even though they're fat, help to keep other kinds of fats in suspension in the bloodstream.
Uh-huh. This study that you have, the research that's in the Journal of the Heart Association.
Yeah, it's brand new.
About what does this fish oil do addition to what we're talking about?
Well, the great thing about this study is it's a mega study. I always like mega studies. The mega studies are where people, you know, the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and the Brigham and Women's Hospital looked at 13 randomized trials that involved more than 120,000 adults. And a mega study is where you look at studies. Rather than creating a study with a smaller population,
you look at a whole bunch
of studies together. Yeah. And they came right out and said, hey, there's no issue about this. Daily doses of omega-3 fish oil supplements, particularly in the risk of heart attack, coronary heart disease, cardiovascular disease, major vascular events, stroke, definitely have a preventative effect in preventing those things from happening. And when you're looking at studies of 120,000 people and you've got something as responsible as the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, then the Journal of the American Heart Association is going to pick that up and publish it.
Mm-hmm.
Significant protective effects from daily omega-3 supplementation.
All right, so there we go. That's now. And which product from Standard Process?
Tuna omega-3 is the one that I highly recommend.
All right, what is primrose oil? What does that do?
Well, it's an omega-6, but it's something that's easily converted into other kinds of fatty acids that the body requires. The body requires a lot of different kinds of oils that address a lot of different kinds of problems. But that's just another one, a specific oil that's used.
Right.
Actually, an anti-inflammatory effect.
We're into the whys. Here's something that will help you get healthy right away. In addition to the fish oil, Calitrin, weight loss formula, stimulant-free, drug-free, the all-natural, healthy choice to help you lose weight safely. Proven to help you with weight loss and also joint pain, better sleep, more natural energy, and there will never, ever, ever be any side effects because it's all natural. Works best on an empty stomach at bedtime. If you can't take it there, take it in the morning. Track your progress. This is really cool. Go to toploss.com and get a consultant to work with you so you can have support through your attempt to lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. Buy what you need to and get a 6-month supply. That's what I advise. You're only paying for 3 anyway. Use the code DJV at checkout. No shipping charges. It's.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.